From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A new set of Securities and Exchange Commission filings yields clues about what the big dogs are doing with their money. Among the notables, Warren Buffett bought $1 billion worth of shares of an already valuable company, and billionaire George Soros got deep into gold, especially gold mining, picking up almost 20 million shares in one of the world's biggest gold miners called Barrick. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here to break it down. Hi, Lewis.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the gold thing. What is Mr. Soros digging for?
Well, for a bunch of reasons, gold is on its way up right now. Some investors see buying gold as a smart response to unstable markets and low or negative interest rates. The mining piece is kind of a longer-term thing, but Soros could be hedging against even more market instability in the future.
And then we have famed investor Warren Buffett, suddenly all ravenous for Apple shares. What's that about, you think?
Warren Buffett and his firm, Berkshire Hathaway, are known for what's called value investing. They look for stocks they think are undervalued, like, say, for example, a company that's been high growth but then slowed down and stocks have taken a dip, even though the company is fundamentally solid. Ring any bells?
Like Apple.
Ding. You got it. Larry Magid is a technology journalist in New York. He spoke to our partners at the BBC.
In the past, nobody's lost money betting on Apple as long as they stayed in long enough to recover from any temporary dips.
The company has been taking a hit as iPhone sales have slowed down, and Apple stocks did tick up after the news yesterday.
Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.
Thanks.